When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word! I was really struck by, you know, you put on the Instagram things, like when we are in here, in here. And sometimes I look at your Instagram because you got some good stuff on there. Now, I did see one. It was a video of us in here. And you were giving me your regular rash of shit. And I noticed you were eating something. And I noticed in the comments, someone said, I wonder what she's eating.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that people always want to know what, let's say you're eating. Like, and I've always come across these things on the thing like, what do 10 successful people eat for breakfast? What do 15 successful people do before bed? Mm. You know, what do the 5 most richest people stick up their bum? I don't know.
I see that all the time.
All the time. And I think it's so bizarre to think that if I do the 10 things they do before bed or the 15 things they eat, that somehow...
But there's a secret.
We're always looking for this secret.
I know.
It's bizarre to me.
Meanwhile, I share my favorite things on Instagram. I get zero engagement. Zero. But no engagement.
And I know you do.
For that very reason. But and then it's like, no one comments. No one. I'm like, oh my God.
You make that thing. These are my things I'm into this week.
My favorites. Yeah. These are the shows I like. These are the songs.
Which I like.
These are the snacks. These are the gear, the athletic equipment, the gadgets. Zero feedback.
I like that one.
Thank you.
And I said, I like Ozark too.
Thank you, Pookie.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. The one you told me to watch.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
I just find it so. You're right. We're always in search of the magic something.
Yeah.
And if I do this, look at what Bill Gates, what does he read? Let me see. Because if I read what Bill Gates does, I'm going to be as rich as Bill Gates. It's just I know it's clickbait. I get it.
Yeah.
But I think there's a deeper thing going on.
Oh, for sure. I remember I saw one the other day and it was like, what, you know, successful people like never do or something. And one was never allow negative people around them. And I was like,
sure.
I was like, wow, okay. Well, number one, I'm probably the most negative person I know.
No, you're not.
I am, but I find it to be like a really effective tool. So, like, I saw this great little meme the other day, and it was, and normally those things are so cheesy, but this was a good one. It was like, look, you know, okay. You're like a storm on the sea or whatever, or you're in a boat on the sea and it's like an optimist thinks the storm will go away. You know, a pessimist thinks they're going to sink for sure. And, you know, a realist adjusts the sails. Right.
Yeah.
So for me, though, like I go like, oh, God, if we keep doing this, we could sink. So what do we need to do? So I go to the worst case scenario and then adjust my game plan based on what could happen. And I think that's when I read that, I was like, that's total bull. And one of the worst things I've seen, one of the worst Achilles heels I've seen in people is optimism. It's a fool's game.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. Because you just think it's going to work out. That's not life. Oh, just be positive. It's the dumbest thing. You got to be in the moment, right? You got to allow, you got to appreciate that bad things can happen. People can do bad things and then set yourself up
so that you're as protected as possible and you mitigate, adjust the sales.
Are you discounting hope, though? Because I think hope is pretty powerful.
No, there's a difference. I'm suggesting that if you adjust the sales, you can get through the storm to the other side of it. However, I'm not like, oh, it'll be fine. I'm not going to focus on that.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, I,
you know, yeah, I like my brother is like, oh, I just visualize. I'm like, well, that's a huge waste of time. You know what you need to do? Work your ass off.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't that the you whole know? Stupid part about the secret.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like there's no and there are no universal rules. There's a different path for everyone. And what works for one person might not work for you. That's one of the things I talk about with diet. I'm like, there are two rules that will apply to everyone. Right. So it's how much food you're eating and, you know, the quality of the food. Don't eat stuff that isn't food. But beyond that, it's like, well, I like to, you know, I'm vegan. Okay. I like, I'm gluten-free. Fine. You know, like, I'm paleo. Okay. You know, that's not going to matter. I'm into keto. I mean, you can debate what's the most healthy and what's the most ideal, but if you follow the first two rules, that's what matters. And then the rest is about individualizing it.
Because I remember I always heard that story that Ed Sheeran decided to do everything. He loved James Blunt. Remember James? Yeah, James Blunt. But so James Blunt had this, and remember that massive song? I don't know. But anyway, Ed Sheeran said, I'm going to do everything James Blunt did. Follow that, and that's how I'm going to do my career. Ed Sheeran's pretty pop, pretty big time. So I wonder, like, is there something about doing the exact step that person took to their success? Or do you...
There, okay, so here's what you look at, right? So you definitely analyze. Okay, so like Steve Jobs, great artists steal, you know. Yeah. So it's like good artists copy or whatever. But you definitely look at someone else's career and like what steps did they take. But you also have to appreciate, and I've said this a lot, the world changes. So Oprah would never be Oprah nowadays. I don't care how talented or likable she might be.
Oh, you don't think?
Oh, there's no way in hell. Oprah was on TV when there were four channels on. There's no... Are you joking? You can watch any... There's 1,000 channels on TV. You can watch any show in the history of television at the click of a button. It's either on Prime, it's on Hulu, it's on Netflix, it's on YouTube.
Jillian,
I never thought of that. There's the internet. And BuzzFeed and this and Instagram stories and this and that and the other. Like, she was 1 in 4. Now she'd be 1 in 1 billion. So I got my start on NBC. You know, there were good and bad sides to that. But at the time, that was the only avenue that worked.
Yeah.
So if you were a kid and you were like, I need a primetime television show. Because you're like, I want to be the next Jillian Michaels, whatever. I need a primetime TV show. Well, TV doesn't even work anymore. Jake, do you have cable?
I do not use the cable.
But you live with your dad, so he has cable, right?
I have cable.
They do.
I know you're
if I ever watch television, it's Netflix or I go to a site to see a show that
I if you didn't live with your parents, would you have cable?
Never in a million years.
Nicole doesn't have cable. My brother doesn't have cable.
There's no reason to.
My sister doesn't have cable.
Well, if you want to watch award shows and games. Okay, maybe award shows.
News. There's news. And you know what they watch? They will watch John Oliver, like my sister. I'm like, how are you getting your news?
I don't watch any of that stuff.
Say they don't watch news, or they like learn it on Twitter or social media. They watch John Oliver on YouTube and they get all this stuff. Like, but they don't have cable. So my point being, any kid who's like, oh, I'm going to get a television show. Like, nobody's watching that.
Well, how do you get your reruns of SVU?
Hold on. What's the name of the girl that replaced me on Biggest Loser?
No one knows.
Come on. Try it. Do you know?
It was with a W.
Come on. Jen.
Jen. Jen.
Who replaced Jillian Michaels on The Biggest Loser?
With a W. And the only reason I know that...
Here's what I found on the web for who replaced Jillian Michaels on The Biggest Loser with a W.
Jennifer. Oh, the ellipses. The Biggest Loser replaces Jillian Michaels with Jennifer ...
How come Siri didn't tell you?
Okay.
Siri can't
read. Here's my point. You have no idea who she is. How'd that work out for her? Now, I can tell you who the biggest like up-and-comers in fitness are, and they didn't come from TV.
The headline, The Biggest Loser replaces Jillian Michaels with a brunette lookalike, and a brawny new guy joins the training team, too.
All right. But my point... All right. That's awesome. Okay, so theoretically, if you were following those steps, right, then yeah. she should have been the next Jillian Michaels. But she's not. She's nowhere. You never hear
okay.
of her.
Okay.
So
right.
the people that are up and coming are people that came from social media now, digital. They're the ones that came from YouTube. And they're the ones that came from Instagram. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So that's just not true anymore. The world has changed. Television means nothing for the most part anymore. Apps. Kayla Itzenes, dude. An app. She's not even a trainer. Her boyfriend wrote all those programs. Kayla Itzenes.
So
app. An app. Not a television show. Are you ready? She's never had a television show. She had one book. It tanked. She doesn't have a podcast. She's not on the cover of major American magazines. And she's arguably the biggest up-and-comer in fitness.
Okay.
So you tell me, because I did print and TV and radio and friggin' it, like all this stuff. It doesn't work. Tone it up. Came from YouTube.
Yeah, but you can't say it didn't work. It got,
now.
You're where you are.
Now. That's what I'm saying. You can't. You got to also take into account what the world looks like. And who that person is. You'll never be that person. Right? But you can follow. I've analyzed a lot of people's different business steps. But the world changed on me. So, like, I looked at, you know, Martha Stewart's and Susie Orman's and Oprah Winfrey's. And they worked all the way into their 60s in those traditional platforms. Those platforms are dead now. So as I was like working on building that whole platform and this and that and the other, it all changed. And we're now going through a complete digital transformation with Jillian Michaels' app and, you know, Fit Fusion and, you know, all my social channels. So you just can't look at it that way. There is no, you got to be fluid. You got to be a realist. You got to be in the moment. You want one key to success, realism and being present so that you can pivot and you can react in real time without being emotionally attached to an outcome.
So then reading someone's bio or a book about someone's life and career, you better just do it for enjoyment then. You're not going to get any kind of wisdom to success.
There are certain things that might be relevant. Like Oprah had a guy that helped her build her business. I can't remember his name. But
you're saying that was an old model. You
mean, no, not everything is an old model. You got to look at what's outdated. Like daytime TV.
You
right?
can't.
But having a business partner is not outdated. So it's like, okay. So I got Giancarlo. And then a lot of people looked at me. And it's funny because when I talk to a lot of these girls in fitness, like they have a little mini G. They do. They have their own little G. You know?
A mini G.
They do. I'm telling you. You know, and it's like it's when the person is doing the business side of their business. So certain pieces will work and certain pieces won't. And that's why I'm saying you got to be present, learn as much as you can, and then realistically look at the world and see what's applicable.
Yeah.
A primetime television show is not applicable right now. But a social media platform is.
Yeah.
The world is moving a gazillion miles an hour. I mean, how fast are we spinning on our axis? It's so you gotta, I mean, and there was a time when I really was like, no, YouTube, this, that, the other. And the YouTube's massive.
Yeah.
It's the second largest search engine in the world. And I dumped my YouTube channel to go back to Biggest Loser. Stupid. When we were doing the Daily Dose.
Yeah.
Stupid. Patience. But, you know, so now we're putting it all back together again. But, yeah.
So that I don't need to worry about the 10 successful people stick up their bum every night.
What do they do? I'm curious. All right. You know what?
Yes.
Heidi was trying to help me because, you know, I've been a little bit busy. And you've been busy interviewing Gloria Allred.
You know what?
So she looked for interesting segments.
Okay. I have interesting segments. Mm,
okay. Well, what she sent me was crap. But it brings up an interesting point. Ready?
Wow.
Here's what I got.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. Tell me what you get from this. Stylecaster.com, the do's and don'ts of wearing makeup to the gym. Do I even need to read you the tips on that?
Wait, shouldn't the tip just be don't?
Well, one would think, but nowadays, with Instagram and everybody in like a full face of makeup,
it's true.
I mean, I don't go to the gym in makeup. Like, yes, when I've shot workout videos, sure, because otherwise you just look like a ghost in the lights. But like, what is that? Okay, ready? Here's another one she sent me. Okay. Thrillist. National Red Chocolate Berry introduces Ruby Red Chocolate. And it's a red, so you've got white chocolate, right? And you've got chocolate. And now they're excited to introduce Ruby Red Chocolate.
It's a new thing.
Okay, and here's why they're saying it's the new thing, because millennials like pink.
No,
who's the first one that said it's the new thing?
I read
about
this.
They like pink, and they like that it's photogenic.
I
swear to God.
No, it's new, though.
Shamelessly marketed to millennials, you know, because it's pink and insanely photogenic.
So they're going to take pictures,
so millennials will put it on their...
There's the new color that's called Millennial Pink.
Yes.
Like, it's unfortunately a thing for my generation,
which I did not claim. It's true. All the girls... Pink. I swear to God. Everything's pink.
She's not kidding,
unfortunately. I'm not kidding. So, like, okay. I mean, and it kind of, like, I stopped there. But what this says to me is... Like, what? How are you speaking to this generation? Like, and they actually give tips. Are you ready for this? On what makeup you should or shouldn't wear to the gym. And I'm like, no, there should be no makeup at the gym. Like, what the F are you talking about? Hold on, let me open this.
The thing I don't understand is, like, with all due respect to millennials, you're not incredibly high cash earners.
I think it's the a-holes that are marketing to them, though. Like, how insulting to their intelligence to write these articles to them.
But that's what I mean. Well, yes, that for one thing.
Like, that pisses me. Like, if I was a millennial and someone was like, well, it's pink and it's photogenic, so you should like it, ding dong, I would be furious.
Maybe that's why millennials are so angry. Look, both millennials aren't even listening to us. They're just on.
It gets to a point.
I was looking at the pink for you.
it gets to a point where we're blamed for everything that you just kind of like, whatever.
Yeah.
But you are very anger-inducing people.
You think so?
Who set us up for this?
No. We can't afford houses because the boomers ruined the economy.
That's true.
Wait, hold the phone, sister.
Well,
the boomers did not ruin the economy.
Hold on. I did see something the other day. It was pretty funny, and it was a meme. And it was like my, 70-year-old aunt, whatever, Edna. And it was like, when I was your age, I owned my first home. And he goes, yeah, well, when you were my age, homes were $6,000, you old bitch. I mean, it's like, you see what I'm saying? Like, it is a different... It's a different world. I mean, so it's like they feel like they've been left with an impossible scenario. So fair enough. But like, and the way that we market to these kids is bullshit. Oh, well, it's pink and it's pretty, so you'll like it, right, dum-dum? Like, really? You treat them like they're stupid. No wonder they're angry.
Well.
What makeup you shouldn't wear to the gym? Come on.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
Keep it light and minimal. Oh, you think? Don't wear anything too greasy. Oh, okay. Use products that help us shine. Don't wear foundation. Do use spot correct. Don't wear lots of color. Dude, who is writing this? What makes you an authority on this, by the way? Choose waterproof mascara. Have you ever used waterproof mascara? You may as well put rubber cement on your eyelashes. Jesus, God. I mean, it just... You know what? If I was a millennial, I'd be pissed that people treat me like an idiot.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute.
They do treat millennials like they're idiots, which is not fair.
Genius. What is millennial age now? What's the barrier?
Like 35, I think.
It's like you born from 80 to 95. Is that what it is? Let me see the age.
I think the actual age is like 35.
I think it's smaller than we think.
It's huge.
Millennials
really?
Are taking over boomers in the largest population. And Gen X, we've just been completely thrown away. We're just wasted space.
I know a lot of Gen Xers, and it's true. You guys are just getting shoved aside.
We are. We don't exist. Like, baby boomers held on as long as they could.
And we're still hanging
and
on.
And there are still. And, in their 60s, they're just now retiring from their jobs. And then it goes to the 20-year-old kid. And it's like, Xers don't, we don't matter at all, which is the best part because we're the ones that are paying for everything.
Okay. No, well.
Millennials are born between 1982 and 2004.
So 1982 and 2004.
There's a 13-year-old millennial? Baloney.
That's what the Google told me.
That's Gen Z.
So what's the, yeah, is that what's after, what's 2004 to now? The Gen Z?
Z. It's the next gen, yeah. It's my kids.
Really?
Z, yeah.
I think they're all going to be problems,
Generation
too.
Z, yep.
Yeah, Gen Z. I don't
also
think so.
Also known as I-Generation, Centennials, Post-Millennials, or Homeland Generation in the U.S.
Wow.
Centennials. Interesting. I don't think so. And the only reason I say that is because a lot of people I know are like, I don't let my kids on Instagram. I don't let my kids watch TV. I don't let my kids have video
games.
How
old are they?
My kids' age. Young. Okay. And like my kids have Instagrams for fun. Like I grab their names, but we don't let them ever like post or look on there. Like Lou wanted a fashion blog. So I was like, okay, great. You get dressed up. You tell me what you want me to say and I'll post your picture. But like, I don't let her go on there and like, look at other people and compare herself and see what how many likes she has or none of that. Or how many followers. Like I let her document her outfits with commentary. But I mean like they don't have video games.
They don't.
No, they play Lexia. They're allowed to play Lexia, which is a reading app from school. Dreambox, which is a math app from school. I let them play checkers and tic-tac-toe because I want them to learn strategy.
So and do you limit their time? Do you have a curfew?
Oh, yeah. They get a show a night. One show a night. And they have to read as homework. So we read every night. Either we read to them or they read to us. Some science fiction, some nonfiction. This is school curriculum anyway. And, I mean, we don't, you know, outside. Go outside when you can. And a lot of people I know are, like, taking their kids, like, it's interesting because Phoenix will, like, they're both a lot. They have a lot of energy. And, like, they're up and they're on their feet and they're standing on the chair and they're rolling on the floor. And it's like, to me, as long as they're not bothering anybody, I kind of let them be. You know what I mean? Like, if they're not destroying something or bothering anyone or in someone's face, like, if they're standing up at the table, if they're, you know, if we're in an area where they can break dance on the floor and, like, there's no one around or, you know, like, I let them do it. Because I'd rather them do that. Like, I know how hard it is for kids to sit. And if you think you're going to have adult conversation and expect them to sit there and do nothing, like, I don't think that's fair either.
Yeah.
So parents would give them, you know, a screen to be like, okay, you know, quiet now.
Sure.
And it's like, instead of that now, I'm like, all right, you know. And I see Giancarlo and my brother kind of like when I let Phoenix and Lou sort of do that, they're like, really? Because, you know, our generation had to sit there and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, I get that too, but if we're not going to play I Spy, or we're not going to play tic-tac-toe, or we're not going to relate to them on their level, if we're going to talk about, you know, Hurricane Irma.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, they can't relate to that. So then you got to, then like, I am going to let them like roll around on the floor and like chase an ant with a stick. And I let them do that because it's like they, if you're going to ask them to entertain themselves, like I don't make them sit there. They do have coloring books and sticker books and what have you. And sometimes they'll play with those. You know, that's my choice. But I actually think Gen Z is going to be the anti-social media generation. I really believe it. Because millennials did it and they're going to think it's not cool. I hope.
Oh, we're already getting off of it.
Oh, okay.
And there's so many kids that are getting off. Yeah. I've dumped their Facebooks.
Yep.
Really?
Oh, Facebook's going to be dead
Facebook's
so soon.
Dead.
As long as the older people keep it alive, it's there. But for our generation,
it's done. My brother deleted his account. All his friends deleted their account. And like sometimes
I did not know that.
They suspended their account, but like they kind of have it, but like only for like profiles because it's easy to sign up with things. That's the one thing I think is keeping it alive. But the whole, no one uses it.
And you're right. You know what? I went to my 40-year high school reunion, hold the phone, and everybody was talking about, oh, I saw you on the Facebook.
They love it.
And we do the, and I was like, why are you people all on Facebook? But now it makes sense because...
mm-hmm. And the kids are on Snap and Insta.
Instagram.
We got to get them on Insta because Twitter's finito.
Good God, it's the only thing I
know. I don't know. I think our Presidente is keeping that alive.
That's it, though. True. Like, I used to do events and I would see hundreds of comments on Insta, right? On Twitter. And now it's all Insta stories.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Snapchat's dying too. You could do the same story
on Instagram.
But Snapchat already died out once and then came back. Just like Periscope.
Yeah, they tried.
Died out, came back, and then died out again. Yeah.
You wait till that rotary dial phone comes back, kids.
Jesus.
Okay. It wasn't for us.
Yeah, we might have good paying jobs and could buy a house.
Well, you know what? They kept the jobs the entire time.
You
just retire.
And then you're telling
us. Well, we never got a turn because they wouldn't retire.
And you're telling us how everything costs money and you want to pay us an experience.
You know, yourselves, all of you. They did that to us.
When it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding the right fit for you, Manis. And there's only one lingerie brand that offers bras in sizes AA through G and half cup sizes. Do you know?
Third love.
Ba 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 ba.
Third love.
Da 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 da.
Third love. Woo! On the Julia Michaels show.
Third love uses thousands of real women's measurements and super smoothing memory foam to create bras that fit better and feel great. There's a perfect bra for everyone, and you can find yours in just seconds by answering a few simple questions from Third Love's Fit Finder. Cut the tag off. See how easy a perfectly fitting bra fits into your lifestyle. Wash it, wear it. You might even forget that it's on. If your Third Love bra isn't your new favorite, you can return it or exchange it for free. Go to thirdlove.com/Jillian now to find your perfect fitting bra and try it for 30 days. Thirdlove.com/Jillian to try your new favorite bra for free. Thirdlove.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian, netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Oh, Manus.
Yes, Jillian.
I see you don't have any fitness devices on.
No, you know why I don't?
I didn't.
I was given a used one. And
of course you were.
And
it's like an hand device.
But it's a way of tracking you.
Okay, amazing you say that. So listen to this. So, you know, I've got this app, right? And, you know, people are like, oh, what do you love about it? And there's so much cool stuff you can do with it. And what I mean by that is, so first of all, I can create algorithms with moves. And so you can come to me, right? And you can say, hey, Jill, I want a 10-minute workout. I'm an intermediate level athlete. I want to do core today.
Yep.
And I've taken all core moves. I've categorized them by level of difficulty. You know, we've built a format for the time frame. You could say I've got 20 minutes and I want to do total body. I've got 45 minutes. I want a cardio workout, what have you. Then I created programs and I put them in there. Oh, postnatal, 30-day shred programs, yoga yep. programs that were taped, all this stuff, various programs for different things, all kinds of stuff, wedding warrior, you name it, it's in there. And it's interactive. So you can say, hey, you know, you can preview the moves, you can listen to your own playlist, you can have me train you, you can turn my voice off. It's just, you know, you can say this is too hard, you can swap moves out.
But it's an app.
Yes. So wait, though. Wait a minute. Okay. Wait for it. So technology allows me to basically have this device, right, this training tool that I can give. It's endless. I can change it. It can evolve. It can grow. I can add to it. I can tweak it. I mean, you can customize it. It's every DVD I've ever created. It's having me as your trainer in real time telling me what you need and where you're at. And then if I don't get it right away, you can say, oh, no, I have a knee injury. I need to swap that move. And, you know, it'll swap it out, what have you. I have 5 different meal plans on there. I can have pescatarian, omnivore. I do. Vegan, vegetarian, right? So it's as personalized and customized as it gets. So then I go sit with Apple and they tell you like, okay, this is what we're developing. This is what we're doing. And the same thing with Android and Google and iOS is Apple, right? So they're like, well, you're not really using a smartphone the way you should be. And I'm like, what are they talking about? And they're like, well, the smartphone, I mean, it knows where you're at. It knows where you live.
It's right.
It knows, I haven't even begun. It knows the temperature outside. It, you know, and if you sync your app with Apple's health app, I have the ability to communicate with other apps. And Apple's health app is like the ultimate translator. So like, for example, let's say Strava or MyFitnessPal are syncing with Apple Health and I'm synced with Apple Health, the Jillian Michaels app. I can say, and we're actually working on all of this, right? So I can say, oh, I see that you went for a run today with your Strava app. Fantastic. We'll swap that out for your cardio day today. Or let's say I can read your sleep information from another app. And I go, wow, I see you didn't sleep well last night.
No.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. So wait. So this is all awesome, right? This is all incredible, right? So I can basically go, oh, Jake, I see you only got 4 hours of sleep last night. If Jake is allowing, if he's allowing me.
Yeah.
Which usually you click allow.
Yeah, like right. So if he's opting into health and he's allowing my app to see health, then my app can see all these other things and I can, you know, and this is all stuff we're working on and we'll have up by next year, like this kind of customization. And it'll be like my day. I can see like I can check into other apps to see photographs of what you ate, where your calories are, you know, if you slept, if you didn't sleep, if you're sick, if you didn't take your medication. It's insane. It's insane. And so I can say, wow, it's 110 degrees, you know, today in Houston in August. Let's make sure you're inside, you know, or like, oh, I see that you haven't had enough water today. Let's make sure that we pound at least a full glass of water after our workout today. Like, it's nutso.
It's nuts. It's crazy.
Do you think that's good?
Here's the thing. As a trainer, sure I do. As a citizen, scary.
Yeah.
I mean, and Apple is an interesting device because they have like all kinds of privacy rules and this and that. But most apps, most other third-party apps that are free, where do you think they're making their money? There's go, Jake. Go.
Okay. So I have a friend who works in this industry, and he told me all this. And the first thing he said is, if you don't believe any of this, it's all public knowledge.
Yeah, it's
just not given to you. Mm-hmm. You can look it up. It's free to see all the stuff.
It's not a secret.
So there's a technology called SilverPush. It uses audio beacons to track your activities across devices. Your television emits a tone during a commercial break, a tone that's inaudible to you, but your phone is listening for it. Now they can link your TV and phone as it belongs to the same person. Then they can cater ads to you.
Yep.
They can see what you've seen. They can see where you are.
Yep.
They can use your location and see that you're next to the Burger King.
Yep.
They can see that you're out. And then they can even listen through your... It listens to your microphone.
It listens all your time.
It can tell if you're
sleeping. Say, hey, Siri.
It can tell if you're...
Here's my phone.
...in the bathroom. It can tell if you're with people, without people, background conversation.
Just because my phone is on.
Because you've allowed microphone use. Yeah. So this was a big thing back with the flashlight app when it said, flashlight would like to access your microphone. Flashlight's a free app. Okay. Why does it want to access my microphone? Whatever. Maybe it had a sound on it or something. They were selling all of your information.
They sell your information.
They collect all this data on you.
And that's
how they make their money.
That's exactly right.
Because it's a free app.
There's apps out there like track when you get your period, track your medication, take pictures of your food, scan the barcodes on the food that you eat so we know what you eat. And then we're going to sell that to the supermarkets. And, you know, we can suggest an alternative food. We're going to charge the food manufacturers to put their food as the healthier swap first. It's all about data mining now.
It sounds like some insane
conspiracy. It's all
true. But it's actually like the biggest business right now.
Yep. Data mining is selling your information.
But what are you allowing? What exactly are you allowing?
It depends. What are you allowing? Are you going to let it know how often you sleep? Are you going to let it know how often you have sex? Are you going to let it know how much medications you're on and what they are when you take them? Are you going to let it know when your period is or isn't? Are you going
to
have a fertility tracker?
Then.
Yes. But the thing is, I think people don't understand. And so it's kind of like, well, where's the line? You're going to say something, Nick?
Yeah, because there's a lot of applications you add on there and it says allow permissions for. And some of them you can't change, but a lot of them have them automatically checked saying you're allowing for everything, for it to access your contacts, your
microphone,
your
camera roll.
Camera.
So like
social
media.
So my Amazon.com account.
So it's
went in there. Oh, please.
Yep.
Yeah. So, but a lot of people, you can go in there and say what they can and cannot have access to, but a lot of people just don't. So the default is giving it access to everything.
You sent me your little your little green gardening idea.
Mm-hmm.
It was literally in my email.
Were you getting garden ads?
I got garden ads.
Insane.
Garden ads in my Instagram. I think there's one like right now, literally in my Instagram, like plant and like learn to plant shit. I was like, this is
unbelievable.
This is unbelievable.
I'm gonna send you something for like Sarah McLachlan's recent hit.
I'm telling you, Janice.
I listen to a Britney song. I get Britney ads in Vegas.
It's crazy.
It's
listens. Like I was talking with my brother. He was looking for a car, a new car, and I started getting like Dodge ads because he was looking at a Challenger. I was just like, oh my god.
The worst part is that. You could tell anybody this. You could tell anybody out there, and they go, "Well, it's useful to have the pill counter on my phone. It's useful to have this fitness thing. I don't really care if they have my information."
That's
and it
the
just like
thing.
Opens it up. Like 99% of people don't give a.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
No, they don't even know it.
Yeah,
and if they do, they're like, whatever. It hasn't affected me. I don't see it affecting me.
That's the thing, and it's like a lot of people don't care. But the thing is, it's always your devices are always listening to you. They're always tracking you. They know where you are, what you're doing, what you eat, and so it's a question of like, okay, how safe do you feel? I mean, because I'm not selling your information. We're not selling your information. We're just using. We're communicating with your other apps to customize a program for you. But the bottom line is. You know, you need to really think about what you're okay with and what you aren't okay with. What you're okay with people knowing and what you aren't okay with. I remember, Janice, you had interviewed somebody from, Anonymous, and you told me they didn't even carry a phone.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, it's just insane. It, like, literally, Anyway. Yeah. So just keep that in mind when you think about what you're going to download and what information you're going to share. Because if you're not comfortable with corporate America knowing it, you know, don't download it. Don't track it. Don't opt in. None of that stuff.
That's all. That's all, man. Although the Jillian Michaels app isn't doing that to you.
100% safe.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Janice, listen to me. This is serious. I was at my dermatologist's office. Janice just peed herself again, guys. I was at my dermatologist's office, and there was a big sign for vaginal rejuvenation, and I thought, this is
wait
odd.
A minute. Hold
I
on.
I know.
You're at the dermatologist.
See if we can get Dale on the phone.
Oh, okay.
For
let's try
vaginal
Dale.
Rejuvenation.
Yeah. There's a huge sign in the office for vaginal rejuvenation, and I thought, that's weird.
You think?
I was like, that's...
Oh, come on.
Odd, but wait a minute. So, okay, hold on. Oh, hold on. I'm paying my insurance. I was in the middle of paying my insurance.
When I peed
when
myself.
When you peed in your pants. Okay, we're calling Dale. Hold on, Janice. Janice, pay attention.
Okay.
This is serious. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
I still don't understand.
I'm going to explain it to you. I'm going to have Dale explain it to you. Well, Dale's going to explain it to you. Why is Dale not answering? Nicole.
Wait. Dr. Grossman's office. This is Dale.
Dale! It's Jillian. How are you, buddy? Dale?
Good. How are you doing?
It's Jillian Michaels. Dale, it's me.
I know. Someone was talking to me, and so now they've walked away. So now I can get excited. What are you doing? Hey.
Hi, Mama. So, bud, we're calling you. Okay. Dale runs the whole office.
Okay.
Dale's not Dr. Grossman. So Dale runs the whole office. So Dale's how I sneak into Dr. Grossman's office because she's like booked for months on end.
Yeah,
Dale sneaks me in.
I work the magic.
Yeah. So Dale's my best friend in the whole wide world because Dr. Grossman's really hard to see because she's like the best of the best.
Yeah, Jillian put her foot in my butt when my boyfriend bought a motorcycle and I didn't have the proper gear riding on the back, so I got a lecture.
So Dale, here's my problem.
What's going on?
Okay, so I have a podcast producer, just hear me out, who constantly pees in her pants.
I can send you videos.
Okay, constantly. And when I was in Dr. Grossman's office, you know she has her vaginal rejuvenation sign.
Yeah, the Votiva, I did it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So Dale, I saw it, right? And I didn't say anything. And I was like, that's weird because Dr. Grossman is a derm, but I didn't say anything, but she does lasers, right? She was zapping blood vessels off my nose and all kinds of crap.
Right.
And randomly.
Well, it stimulates collagen, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So Dale, tell her about it. Tell her about it, Dale. Because she said it makes you not pee in your pants.
Right, and it causes it to tighten. So then, when people cough or they have a little bit of leakage, it slows it down. But if you get several treatments, like 3 treatments, it could actually stop it. Dr. Grossman did it for the first time a year ago, and she had a good run for about 10 months, but that's only after 1 treatment. Had she done all 3 treatments, it would continue. She wouldn't have any leakage.
Huh? Manis, mm-hmm. 3 treatments.
But Dale,
it's like a little mini vibrator that you insert and it's heat activated, so the heat goes around the walls and the walls will get stimulated and tend to swell, and certain temperatures, you can't burn yourself, but certain temperature will hit, and once the wall swells, then, you know, for after 20, 25 minutes of it wandering around in that area, you've got, just imagine, like a 20% increase in wall tissue. So that contraction, too, starts to feel, you can start feeling it again, because when walls separate, and you tend to like do your Kegels or you tighten, you don't feel it. After the treatment, you start to feel yourself again. And it's amazing. You can feel it after the first treatment. You can feel when you're about to have leakage or you're able to control it better. And after the third treatment, it's like it does it automatically how it was in the beginning. So,
fresh as a baby.
There's no downtime. I don't suggest you have sex right after it.
That's already a problem.
It's been a while.
Dale.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, Dale. She just keeps peeing all the time.
But you have more sensation, topical too, like more sensation in that area. You actually feel that estrogen going for you again. Like you get excited about things. And that's after one treatment.
Isn't that amazing?
Me and the other girl that we worked together, and we both were like, oh, my God. And she's been married 24 years, and she said, I was looking at my husband like, get over here. And, you know, we forgot what that was like.
How awesome is that? Like, I honestly didn't know what it was. I thought it was some sort of weird, like, plastic surgery for your nether regions.
No, and what happens, because I did the inner and the outer, and sometimes as you get older, like anything on a woman tends to sag a little bit, but when you do the swelling on the outside, like the clitoris area, it'll tend to make it look a lot better. It'll shrink the tissue.
That's
so
nice.
Your vulva's not so bulgy.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Man, it's
yeah.
like a Japanese porno. That could be you. So, bud, Dale, how much is it for three sessions?
Three sessions, we are asking, I think, is it $3,500 for three sessions?
I'll pay for it, Janice, if you'll go. I will pay for it for you if you'll go.
No.
Come on, Christmas.
Christmas. Come it's on. My new Christmas present.
Come on, Janice.
Janice, I'd like to give you this for Christmas.
Yes.
That's some bachelor rejuvenation.
Dale, we'll be in touch, old girl. Thank you so much.
You got it.
Thank you, bud.
Okay. Thanks, bye.
Go,
bye.
Go, go. I'll take care of it.
You're not going to buy me vaginal rejuvenation for Christmas. It's crazy.
That's
the gift that keeps on giving.
It's perfect.
But it's interesting that it's not, it's non-surgical.
No, it's radio frequencies or something.
You said you microwave the vibrator and get it.
No,
no, it's not. No, it's.
It's a different way.
It's very. that's a different procedure. I believe it's called orgasm. Wow.
Come on, you can stop peeing your pants.
Okay, wait a minute. How
be able to record anything.
How am I going to? You give me that for Christmas. How could I possibly compare with my present of a fart cushion?
Just the joy. Just the joy of knowing that you will not have to travel with multiple pairs of underwear for a 24-hour trip will thrill me to no end.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Make an appointment. We're going to deal with it. We're going to get you an appointment. Get an appointment for Manus with Dr.
Dale again.
But it almost sounds like you're too stimulated, though. That would worry me. I don't want to walk around overstimulated all the time.
Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at jillianpodcast@gmail.com.
Guidelines.
Guidelines.
Yes.
Three sentences.
Or less.
Or less.
And a phone number.
And a phone number.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye.